Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, December 17th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. 1 week from today, Christmas Eve. Wow, that came up fast. Late Thanksgiving this year. I'm having a pretty good season, Christmas, Hanukkah season. I got things under control, except for Holly, the terror dog, who was sick all night. I gotta be running outside every 2 minutes with her, so if I look a little bleary-eyed, that's why. But I've been thinking about the country, and I'm not so optimistic about America right now. So today is the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge, which is one of the most vicious battles ever fought on the planet. And if you want to know more about it, my book, Killing Patton, goes into great detail on it. But the signature point I took away from the Battle of the Bulge in my message of the day, which you have posted, is that back then, Americans were united against Hitler, against Tojo in Japan, and we were under threat. And we had to fight for our freedom. I say at the beginning of the broadcast, fight for your freedom. And Americans, about 90% of us, were really in a place where we cooperated with each other, respected dissent. All right, it wasn't this craziness we have now. So in my message of the day, I cite the fact that even though there was a lot of deprivation during World War II, and people didn't have a lot, everybody was sacrificing. My father was a naval officer. My mother was back in New Jersey, you know, doing what she could for the cause. And that was pretty much what everybody was doing. Now, it's we are descending into tribalism. And you're not going to get much reportage on this, but when you go into tribalism, that means each group believes itself superior to the other group and is fighting the other group. Tribes, historically, sometimes they have détente and get along, but most of the time they fight over whatever it may be, territory, food, you have, what have you. So we're descending into the tribalism. Now, impeachment is on display this week once again. Tomorrow, they'll vote in the House, and Pelosi's got the votes. So it'll advance to the Senate where the Republicans will shred it. And that'll happen in January. Tomorrow or Thursday, they'll vote. It'll go on to the Senate in January to come back from Christmas break. McConnell will get rid of it, as well he should, by the way, because we need to move ahead in this country and solve some problems. This is ridiculous. And I'm saying that as an American, not as a Republican, because I'm not a Republican, I'm an independent, not as a Trump supporter, because I'm not, I watch them all. I vote for the best person, the best problem solver, and I never say who I vote for. But I am very distressed about how the media has conducted itself by promoting hatred. And you see it every night on television, every single night. And the kids picked this up. You know, we reported the story of the 14-year-old boy in rural Florida was beaten up because he supported Donald Trump. I mean, come on. So this is happening. The media is driving it. You know, President Trump's a polarizing guy. I'm not going to give him a pass. I mean, his tweets are polarizing. His rallies are polarizing. He feels he has to do that to defend himself. I understand. But we are living in an age where Americans are at each other's throats politically. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Chico State, which is the University of California system, this is unbelievable. I couldn't believe it, but we checked it, and it's true. So they have a faculty group, Chico State Faculty Association. They came out with two public statements. Here's the first one, quote, "We want students, staff, and faculty of color, as well as members of any other groups that have been targeted by white supremacist insults, ridicule, and other forms of oppression, to know that CFA, Chico State faculty, sees the harm that is inflicted when we all are subjected to witness such abuse." All right, so apparently in Chico, California, a rural part of the state, there's a huge white supremacist problem on the campus. I just don't understand. Here's worse. All right? Faculty puts out this statement, quote, "Displaying banners and signs supporting the re-election of the sitting president can be experienced as an act of racist provocation." Is that unbelievable? So the faculty at Chico, University of California, means their salaries are being paid by taxpayers there, basically have taken all constitutional rights away from anybody who would support President Trump on the campus, because it's a racial provocation. Of course, if it's a racial provocation, not allowed to do it on Chico State. It's just staggering. Where are the board of trustees for that university? Where's the president of the university? This garbage, Chico State. Remember that. If you're out in California or anywhere else, don't send your kid there or grandkids there. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Okay, Christmas. Traditional Americans give money to worthy causes at Christmas and Hanukkah. Okay. New charity, codeofvets.com. Codeofvets, one word, .com. So what they do is they help veteran families in a variety of different ways. So go to their website, holidayforvets.com. Holidayfor4vets.com. You can adopt a wounded vet for the holidays. I mean, it's a good thing. That's codeofvets.com. Second, on Sunday night at the Understanding Trump show on Long Island, we gave away a track chair. We gave it to Sergeant Mike Menard, lives in Union Beach, New Jersey. All right, he was severely wounded in Iraq, lost two legs and an arm. He was on a recon mission for the 2nd Stryker Cavalry Regiment north of Seder City in Baghdad. I've been there, and it was just a great night. So the sergeant can now go to the beach. He can go hunting. He's mobile. The track chair costs $15,000. I've donated a few this year myself. We have given away almost 3,000 track chairs over the years. 3,000. But there's a waiting list. So that's independencefund.org. Independencefund.org. Other charities that I donate to, the Haitian Health Foundation. Desperately poor people. All the telethon money, Sean Penn, Bill Clinton, stolen. Made no improvement. The Haitian Health Foundation's run by a guy named Jeremiah Lowney, Connecticut, fixes kids' teeth. Just him and his squad. I support them. Responsibility. This is a charity based in San Diego that helps Mexican children who work in garbage dumps. The poorest kids in the Western Hemisphere. Responsibility. A Moment of Magic. These are college students who go to hospitals where the kids have cancer, dressed up as Cinderella, Snow White, all of that, and they play with the children. A Moment of Magic. Now, I give money to the Fordham University Moment of Magic charity. Fordham. And we give money to various others, but I wanted to give you an idea so that if you do have some discretionary funding, and you know, a good gift is making a donation to a worthy charity in someone else's name. Somebody just did that to me, and I was very pleased. I don't need anything. I got all kinds of stuff. I don't need presents. All right? So anyway, there we are. Christmas is coming. The geese are getting fat. Holly the Terror Dog, jazzed. She will be here, special guest, on Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow, Wednesday.